The Industrial Revolution modernized the United States and Canada during the 19th century. As people enjoyed steady employment, they compromised their rights in the workplace. Longer work hours and pay cuts were imposed. U.S. labor groups began protecting themselves by unionizing. In Canada, unions were illegal until 1872, when thousands of Ottawa laborers marched to Prime Minister John Macdonald's home. That year, Canada wiped the anti-union law from its books, and the march became an annual Canadian tradition. In 1882, Toronto labor officials invited an American union leader, Peter J. McGuire, to Toronto's labor celebrations. McGuire was so impressed that he suggested a workers' parade to New York City's Central Labor Union. He chose September 5th as the date because it filled the long void between July 4th and Thanksgiving. Coincidentally, that same year, a machinist from Paterson, New Jersey, Matthew McGuire, also proposed a laborers' celebration. On Tuesday, September 5th, 1882, thousands of New York City laborers marched from City Hall to Union Square. They gathered in Reservoir Park for an afternoon of picnics, concerts, and speeches rallying for an eight-hour workday. 2 years later, the Central Labor Union moved the parade to the first Monday in September. They also encouraged all U.S. cities to follow New York's lead and march for the working man's holiday. For many, the choice was to either spend the day at work or march without pay. That began to change when Oregon became the first state to legalize the Labor Day holiday in 1887. Other states, including New York, soon followed. It took a political disaster to put Labor Day on the national calendar. In 1894, railway workers in Pullman, Illinois, went on strike to protest wage cuts. President Grover Cleveland faced pressure to end the demonstrations and sent 12,000 federal troops to break the strike. Violence erupted. Two strikers were killed, and Cleveland's harsh methods made headlines. In an attempt to appease the nation's workers, he signed a bill to make Labor Day a federal holiday. Cleveland still lost that year's election. America's workers continued to gain power through the 1950s, when over a third of all labor forces were unionized. Labor Day had become a time to rally workers for safer conditions, fair pay, and benefits. But in the second half of the 20th century, the U.S. labor force diminished. Many factories closed. Jobs were outsourced to other countries. Today, workers still parade through blue-collar neighborhoods on Labor Day, and speeches unite the ever-dwindling labor force. But the day's true call has quieted. For now, most Americans leisurely enjoy the holiday as summer's last bow.
Labor Day is fun, it's only in the West. It's a day we celebrate to rest. Labor Day is fun, school starts tomorrow. For some it starts in 2 days, some started a week ago.
Up here working. I'm up here trying to do my thing. It's not really a job. This is my career. You know, some people have jobs. Some people have careers. Now, the people in the audience with careers need to learn to shut the fuck up when you're around people with jobs. They don't want to hear your career bullshit. Keep that shit to yourself. Okay? Don't let your happiness make somebody sad. Because that's what it does. Nah, man. But I used to work. I used to have a job. I used to work at Red Lobster. I used to work at Red Lobster and on Queens Boulevard. I served you. Good. I was a dishwasher. Used to scrape shrimp in the garbage cans and then load up the dishwasher, man. And that was my real job. I never got a raise. I never got a promotion. They kept me in the back. They kept me back there because I had really fucked up teeth. And they didn't want people to think that shrimp fucked up your teeth. And that was my real job. I wasn't working my way through school. I wasn't working my way and telling jokes. That was my life. 1989, I was scraping shrimp, okay? And people go, Chris, how'd you end up like that? I'll tell you exactly how that happened to me. I dropped out of school in the 10th grade. which is the dumbest thing you could ever fucking do. You know why? Because when you drop out in the 10th grade, you really might as well have dropped out in the 2nd grade. Why? Because you qualify for the exact same jobs. Matter of fact, the person that dropped out in the 2nd grade is more qualified because they have 8 years of work experience. Yeah, man. We used to scrape those fucking shrimp, man. Used to kill me. But I'll tell you this right now. Now I have a career. So if you got a career, thank God. If you got a job, I hope you get a career one day. That's right. Because when you got a career, there ain't enough time in the day. There ain't enough time. When you got a career, you look at your watch, time just flies. Like, God damn, whoa, it's 5:35. Damn, I got to come in early tomorrow and work on my project. When you got a job, there's too much time. That's right. You look at your watch like, ah, shit, 9:08. You ever play the time game with yourself at work? You ever play the time game where you go, I'm not going to look at my watch for 2 hours. That's right. I'm going to sit here and scrape these shrimp. Scrape, 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 scrape. Okay, hours pass. Maybe I should look and feel good. Nah, fuck that. I'm gonna wait a whole nother hour. Scrape, 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 time to look and feel good about myself. And you look, fuck, 15 minutes. Man, you know how you can tell you got a real bad job? When they give you that half hour lunch break. Woo, there's nothing worse than a half hour lunch break to a grown person. Why don't you just get a little spoon and give me some applesauce while you're at it? The fuck, a half hour lunch break. By the time you put on your jacket, walk around the corner, go to the sandwich spot, order a sandwich, wait for them to make it, then get on another line to pay for it, 28 minutes have passed. Now you're rushing back to work, you're eating your sandwich, you're spilling beer down your shirt, and when you get in, your boss got the nerve to go, hey man, you're 8 minutes late. Fuck you! Do you realize even criminals in jail get an hour lunch break? I bet if I shot your ass, I could finish this sandwich.
I want me a job that won't pay me well. I want me a job that'll make me starve or make me smell. I guess I can't join Congress or have illegal drugs to sell, but at least I'll die in yuppie heaven, 'cause I live in blue collar hell. I want me a job that guarantees I'll bruise one that's overtaxed, has federal cuts and union dues, one with lots of benefits that I'll probably never use. But then at least I can say I've got a job in the 1991 recession blues. La 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 la. Job that all the others quit. I want me 'cause I live in 1991. Somebody get me a job. What happened to the economy? And let me reiterate. Boom.
You working man of England, one moment now attend, while I unfold the treatment of the poor upon this land. For nowadays the factory lords have brought the labour low, and daily are contriving plans to prove our overthrow. So arouse you sons of freedom, the world seems upside down. They scorn the poor man as a thief in country and in town. There's different parts in Ireland, it's true what I do state. There's hundreds that are starving for they can't get food to eat. And if they go unto the rich to ask them for relief, they bang the door all in their face as if they were a thief. So arouse you sons of freedom, the world seems upside down. They scorn the poor man as a thief in country and in town. Alas, how altered are the times, rich men despise the poor, and pay them off without remorse, quite scornful at their door. And if a man is out of work, his parish pay is small, enough to starve himself and wife, his children and all. So arouse you sons of freedom, the world seems upside down. They scorn the poor man as a thief in country and in town. So to conclude and finish these few verses I have made, I hope to see before it's long men for their labour paid. Then we'll rejoice with heart and voice and banish all our woes. Before we do, old England must pay us what she owes. So arouse you sons of freedom, the world seems upside down. They scorn the poor man as a thief in country and in town.
This year, the unemployment rate in Portland hit 12%.
12% of us are out of work.
That's 1 in 8.
2 in 16.
7 in 56.
Every politician has
a plan, but nothing
seems to work.
Work.
We need to work.
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 We need to work.
But now, there's hope.
Imagine a Portland with 100% employment.
100% employment. A Portland where we all have jobs.
Completing each
other's
sentences.
Some of us get paid to start a sentence.
And the others get paid to finish it.
Kids.
Couples.
Grandfathers.
Musicians.
Cyclists.
Artists.
Stupid heads.
Crumb bums.
Dweebs.
Sluts.
Soccer cousins.
Idiots.
People who are not good at reading.
Everyone.
Paid to be in a commercial.
Where all we
have to do
is
complete each other's
sentences.
Complete each other's
sentences.
Complete each
other's
sentences.
Complete each other's
sentences.
Complete
each other's
sentences. Each other's No, I don't need to do that.
You just have to complete the sentence, sir.
I don't have to complete anything.
I'll give you $500.
Finish your own sentence. Ah, damn it.
I had a good catch and was doing fine when who I thought was a friend of mine went running to the boss and starting a line.
I got to get out and find a job.
The roof is leaking and the rent ain't paid. Need a new pair of shoes and I'm underfed. Old lady's fussing about the bill she made.
I got to get out and find a job.
Never made enough to put nothing on the side. Problems, problems, Lord, I'm so tired. Troubled by the dozen, oh me, oh my.
I'd like to get out and find a job.
I don't know how I'm gonna live. Something gotta break, Lord. Something gotta give. I'm in trouble and I'm sincere.
I gotta get the out and find a job.
Oh, well, one more time.
Had a good cadet and was doing fine. When who I felt was a friend of mine.
I went running to the boss and starting line. Never made enough to put nothing on the side. Problems, problems, Lord, I'm so tired. Trouble by the dozen, oh me, oh my.
I got to get the out and find a job.
I don't know how I'm gonna live. Something gotta break, Lord, something gotta give. I'm in trouble and I'm sincere.
I got to get the out and find a job.
Oh, well, one more time.
Had a good cadet and was doing fine. And of who I felt was a friend of mine.
I went running to the boss and started lying.
Walked all day till my feet were tired. I was low, I just couldn't get hired. Saw a sign in a grocery store. Help is light, and we need some more.
I got a job.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
I got a job.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
I got a job.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la. It was a family.
They've
been hounding me to get a job, but I finally did, and the boss is a snob. He's on my back nearly all day long. It seems like everything I do is wrong,
well,
but
I finally got a job.
He says to me,
get the boxes, take them to the basement. Get the mop and clean the dirty floor. And when you finish, wash the windows and the doors.
Never quit my brand new job.
Working all day and I'm working all night and I'm working all day and night.
He says to me,
get the boxes, take them to the basement, do the job.
Never quit my brand new job.
Working all day and I'm working all night. And I'm working all day and I'm working all night. And I'm working all day and I'm working all night.
Okay. Hey, don't blame me, but don't say I didn't warn you either. Summer's over. Back to school, and now back to work. All right, you got the kids off? Fine. Let them go. They'll be fine. But, hey, you got to get back to work. Summer's over. Stop the lollygagging around and get back on that, well, whatever it is you do. I drive a truck. I've been working all summer. I had a 36-hour vacation. It's just the way it goes. So, anyway, we started with a little bit of history about the Labor Day holiday from the History Channel. Fortunately, they were able to keep it to 3 minutes. The Labor Day song was Bram Grote, Okay, explains a few things about Labor Day. A couple of words from Chris Rock explaining what careers and jobs are all about. The 1991 recession blues was the logs in the mainstream. A bunch of Jersey kids. And that's perhaps a bit dated, 22 years, but still pretty appropriately true. Chumbawamba, One Hit Wonders, Song on the Times, recorded live somewhere, don't know where. Little thing off of Portlandia about how Portland is getting back to work, finishing each other's sentences. That sounds like a great idea to me. People do it all the time for free. Why not pay them for it, right? Lee Dorsey after that, Gotta Find a Job. And Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Got a Job. So there we go. It comes full cycle. So I don't know how you feel about your job. I'm just sort of, you know, I'm glad my job hasn't killed me yet. I feel this way every September. So it's actually, by the time I get to September, I'm like, whoo, boy, this is fun. Because the weather's a lot nicer. You know, part of my job is climbing in the back of my 350-degree box back there and dragging stuff out of it. I don't like that part. But, you know, for the rest of the year, it's pretty tolerable. And basically, it's a part-time job. And then I got the mail route, which is, you know, pretty much nothing. That's where I get to see all the nice-looking girls at the desks. And then I have my little podcast here. Plus, I try to keep my wife happy by not messing up the house. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes after I show you this.
Let me tell you people something that's true. When you work in a mill, I'll tell you what you have to do. You get up every morning before daylight. You labor all day until it gets night. You work a few days, get pale in the face from standing so long in the same darn place. Along comes the boss, hard as he can tear. He wants you to think he's a grizzly bear. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. So let the poor man live and the rich man bust. When you go to dinner, you have to run, or they'll blow the whistle before you're done. Payday comes, you won't have a penny when you pay your bills, cause you got so many. Sometimes you hear a racket like Becker Woods, but it's only peddlers trying to sell their goods. The merchants, they're all just about gray from studying how to get the poor man's pay. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, so let the poor man live and the rich man buzz. Some people run the mill man down, but the cotton mill people make the world go round. To take a little drink, to have a little fun, whenever they can manage to rake up the mud. Now I left the mountains when I was a strip. I never will forget that awful trip. I walked all the way behind the apple wagon. When I got to town, the seat of my pants was a dragon. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, to let the poor man live and the rich man buzz. Time comes, there's hell to pay. When you see the boss, you'll have to say, I want a load of wood, a ton of coal, take a dollar out a week, or I'll go in the hole. You have to buy your groceries at some chain store, cause you can't afford to pay anymore. You don't starve, I'm a son of a gun, cause you can't buy beans without any bun. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, so let the poor man live and the rich man buzz.
Factory hand, things were moving slow. When children worked in cotton mills, each morning had to go. every morning just at five, a whistle blew on time and called them babies out of bed at the age of 8 and 9. Come out of bed, little sleepy heads, and get your bite to eat. The factory whistle's calling you, there's no more time to sleep. Children all grew up on land. They never went to school. They never learned to read and write, but learned to spin and spool. Every time I close my eyes, I see that picture still. When textile work was carried on with babies in the mill. Those little ones were strictly forced to go. Those babies had to be on time through rain and sleet and snow. Many times when things went wrong, their bosses often frowned. Many times those little ones was kicked and shoved around. Come out of bed, little sleepy head, get your bite to eat. The factory whistle's calling you, there's no more time to sleep. Old timer, can't you see that scene back through the years gone by? Those babies all went on the job the same as you and I. I know you're glad that things have changed, for we have lots of fun as we go in and do the jobs that babies used to run. Come out of bed, little sleepy heads, and get your bite to eat. The factory whistle's calling you, there's no more time to sleep.
As I read the morning papers, I look the won't ad through. I thought perhaps that I could find some honest work to do. I knew that I had never shirked the work assigned to me, but young men wanted for the job with all that I could see.
Young men wanted is all here today. Young men wanted, the old man cast away. Pray the Lord to help me, these warriors alive, the missing link in life between 40 and 65.
I may get the old age pension if I see 65, but I've so many years to go, how can I stay alive? When you have reached the middle age, your useful days are through. With young men taking all the jobs, there's nothing left to do.
Young men wanted is all here today. Young men wanted, the old man cast away. Pray the Lord to help me, these weary years to find the missing link that lies between 40 and 65.
When this dreary life is ended and I am laid to rest, my weary soul will take its flight to mansions of the blessed. St. Peter then will welcome me the moment I arrive, and I won't wait outside the gate until I'm 65.
Young men wanted is all here today. Young men wanted, the old man cast away. I pray the Lord to help me, these weary years have passed, the missing link that lies between 40 and 65.
You work hard for a living until you get old, and sometimes they push you right out of the cold. When your working time's through, you don't want charity. You'd like to retire with some dignity. And you're too old to work, too old to work. When you're too old to work and you're too young to die, who will take care of you? How'll you get by when you're too old to work and you're too young to die? They put horses to pasture, they feed them on hay. Even machines get retired someday. The boss gets a pension when he is too old. You helped him retire, you're out in the cold. And you're too old to work, too old to work. When you're too old to work and you're too young to die, who will take care of you? How'll you get by when you're too old to work and you're too young to die? There's no easy answer, there's no easy cure. Dreaming won't change it, that's one thing for sure. But fighting together, we'll get there someday. And when we have won, we'll no longer say, too old to work, too old to work. When you're too old to work and you're too young to die, who will take care of you? How'll you get by when you're too old to work and you're too young to die? When you're too old to work and you're too young to die.
I spent my whole life making somebody rich. I busted my ass for that son of a bitch, and he left me to die like a dog in a ditch. He told me I'm all used up. He used up my labor, he used up my time. He plundered my body and squandered my mind, and gave me a pension of handouts and wine. Told me I'm all used up. My kids are in hock to a god you call work, slaving their lives out for some other jerk. Yeah, my youngest in Frisco just made shipping clerk. He don't know I'm all used up. The young people reaching for power and gold don't have respect for anything old. For pennies they're bought and for promises sold, someday they'll all be used up. They use up the oil, they use up the trees, they use up the air and they use up the sea. Well, how about you, friend, and how about me? What's left when we're all used up? I'll finish my life in this crummy hotel. It's lousy with bugs and my God, what a smell. But my plumbing still works and I'm clear as a bell. Don't tell me I'm all used up. Outside my window, the world passes by, gives me a handout and spits in my eye. And no one can tell me, 'cause no one knows why. I'm living, but I'm all used up. Sometimes in my dreams, I sit by a tree. My life is a book of how things used to be. Kids gather around and they listen to me. They don't think I'm all used up. And there's songs and there's laughter and things I can do. And all that I've learned I can give back to you. I'd give my last breath just to make it come true. No, I'm not all used up. They use up the oil and they use up the trees. They use up the air and they use up the sea. Well, how about you, friend, and how about me? What's left when we're all used up?
Thank you.
has come in here to dwell. Tell me, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. In Salt Lake City, Joe says I am standing by my bed. They framed you on a murder charge, says Joe, but I'm dead. Says Joe, but I'm dead. The copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe, I didn't die. Says Joe, I didn't die. And standing there as big as life, and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they can never kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where workers strike and organize, it's there you find your hill. It's there you find your hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he.
Okay, let's get back to reality here. Time for a lunch break or a coffee break. And we're working today. Getting back into the swing of things. Fall's here, winter's coming. Time to batten down the hatches. I always feel really bad around Labor Day weekend. It's part of, you know, part of the going back to school trauma. I'm sure you know what I mean. Anyway, we've been listening to working songs. We started with Poor Man, Rich Man from David McCarn. Or perhaps that was David McCann misspelled. I don't know. Anyway, be that as it may, Dorsey Dixon after that, Babies in the Mill. The Masters Family from 40 to 65. A lot of you can identify with that, I'm sure. Joe Glazer, Too Old to Work. I can definitely identify with that. I am definitely too old for this shit. Utah Phillips, All Used Up. The Labor Day Massacre was Mischief Brew. Mr. Working Man himself, Which Side Are You On? From Pete Seeger. And then the great one, Paul Robeson and Joe Hill. And I don't know if any of you are members of unions. If you are, consider yourself lucky. Consider yourself lucky that you haven't been minimalized and marginalized by now, unless you have, in which case you have my sympathies. We owe a great debt to the unions, and those of you who say unions are just money-usurping bastards, well, you might have a point, but then again, we do have weekends now instead of 7-day work weeks, and we don't have 10-year-olds working themselves to death by the time they're 15. Enough, enough, enough. Anyway, back in a second, I have more work songs. I suggest you get busy.
Previously on All My Paychecks, after Dominique contracted hoof and mouth disease, Paycheck was forced to leave her because she neglected to get disability insurance. A tearful goodbye left Paycheck all alone. Would he ever find love again?
Hello?
Hi, can I use your phone? I ran out of gas.
Becky?
Paycheck. This is your house?
I haven't seen you since your brother Roberto was in a coma and woke up believing he was his twin brother Fernando.
Roberto's getting married this weekend to his nurse. I'm back in town for the wedding. How have you been? I heard you were dating Dominique.
That's over.
Really? That's too bad. Listen, if you're not busy tomorrow, maybe you could be my date to Roberto's wedding.
Just like old times. I'd love that. Listen, Becky, I'm dealing with a broken heart. Before we go any further, I must know. It's about disability insurance.
Yes! Yes, I have disability insurance. If I can't work, no one can help me. My paycheck must be protected.
Oh, Becky, could this be fate?
It's more than fate. It's insurance. Paycheck, you and I will be together forever.
Avoid the drama. Protect your paycheck with disability insurance.
Yeah.
I used to work in Chicago in a department store. Behind the candy counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted some candy. I asked her what kind she'd like. Kisses she wanted, kisses she got. I'll never work there anymore. Kisses, some kisses. How bad she wanted those kisses. I used to work in Chicago. I'll never work there anymore.
I used to work in Chicago in a department store. Behind the record counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted a record. I asked her what kind she'd like. Bebop she wanted, bop she got. I'll never work there anymore.
Bebop, some bebop. I bet she wanted some bebop. He used to work in Chicago. He'll never work there anymore.
I used to work in Wisconsin behind the smorgasbord. In the cafeteria, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted a boiled egg. I said, what part do you like? A yolk, she wanted a yolk. I told him, never work there anymore.
A yolk, a yolk. She said she wanted a yolk. He used to work in Wisconsin. He'll never work there anymore.
In Chicago, in a department store. Behind the flower counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted some flowers. I asked what kind she liked. Potted she wanted, and potted she got. I'll never work there anymore.
Potted, so potted. She asked how she got potted. He used to work in Chicago. He'll never work there anymore. I used to work in Chicago in a department store. Behind the fruit juice counter, a lady came in the door. She said she needed some fruit juice. I asked her what kind she'd like. Nectar she wanted.
A nectar I did.
He'll never work there anymore. Nectar, some nectar. That's what she said, and I nectar her. I used to work in Chicago. I'll never work there anymore.
There's a song about Sam, accordion man, and a song about Mary Lou. There's a song about Ida, sweet as apple cider, and one sweet song about Sue. There's a piccolo player, a peanut purveyor, and a gigolo melody. But something is wrong. We should have a song about one who's a wonder to me. He's a Hector, a garbage collector, a man who is misunderstood. He seems to be glad when everything's bad, for then his collections are good. With business as rotten as ever, he'd never complain like the rest. Just fill up a can for the scavenger man. With garbage he'll feather his nest. He's a Hector, a garbage collector. So clever collecting supplies. Whenever he stops for vegetable tops, he picks up some business and flies. His nose knows no pathway of roses, no flowers that bloom in the spring. It's catch as catch can for the scavenger man. Prosperity, where his eyes sing. He takes the mistakes that our cook often makes, and that's how he makes quite a heap. The longer we stall, then the stronger the haul that Hector must make the next day. So stick out your can for the scavenger man. Have you any old potato peel? I know how an old tomato feels. Here comes Hector the garbage man.
One, two, three. Now I go cleaning windows to earn an honest bob. For a nosy parker, it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you could see what I can see when I'm cleaning windows. Honeymooning couples too, you should see them bill and coo. You'd be surprised the things they do when I'm cleaning windows. In my profession I work hard, but I'll never stop. Climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. Now the blushing bride, she looks divine. The bridegroom, he is doing fine. I'd rather have his job than mine when I'm cleaning windows. Chambermaid, sweet names I call. It's a wonder I don't fall. My mind's not on me work at all when I'm cleaning windows. I know a fella such a swell, has a thirst that's plain to tell. I've seen him drink his bath as well when I'm cleaning windows. In my profession I work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. Pajamas laying side by side, ladies' nighties I have spied. I've often seen what goes inside when I'm cleaning windows.
Daddy worked underground and carried his dinner bucket. It was dented and scarred from mine cars in Rock Falls he avoided. He was proud to be earning a living. He didn't take a dime from no one. The danger he braved and the black on his face were the marks of the man who loved him. Sirens all sounded on a winter's day. 8 men were trapped in the mountain. It was methane gas and all full blast. They heard it all around us. When they carried them out into daylight, that old dinner pail was missing. I know well he's up there now, and Daddy's got it with him. He took his dinner bucket through the gates of heaven. The coal dust in his pockets, he's working now for Jesus. Earning his pay with angel wings, 'cause God needed a good man. So Daddy took his dinner bucket through the gates of heaven. About lunchtime, they swear they hear him talk and see him leaning up against the rib, reaching in his bucket. There's an extra miner on the night shift, watching over all the others, checking roof bolts and watching for smoke, spotting unsafe timber. He took his dinner bucket through the gates of heaven. The dust in his pockets. He's working now for Jesus, earning his pay with angel wings, 'cause God needed a good man. So Daddy took his dinner bucket through the gates of heaven. He's earning his pay with angel wings, 'cause God needed a good man. So Daddy took his dinner bucket through the gates of heaven. Oh, oh,
oh.
Take this job.
I remember how strong I felt as I drove to work that day. Then the close sight on the metal gate, they turned us all away. Now there's parts of my life at every pawn shop in town. I'm 40 years old and a job bored to beat you right down to the ground. In unemployment lines, we spend our time. It's a lonely place to go. And I can't look in the people's eyes. Might be someone there I know. Now the kids know that my love for them don't come in a bag from the store. The disappointment's in their eyes when I bring nothing through the door. And the orange juice tastes like water. Swears it's just the same. It hurts me to know we gotta play these penny pinching games. In unemployment lines, we spend our time. It's a lonely place to go. And I can't look in the people's eyes. Might be someone there I know. Well, lots of folks eating from dumpsters back of the A&P. Feeding my family from a garbage can. Will that be next for me? The preacher tells me if I keep the faith, I'd find heaven on earth right now. But if Jesus came to ask for food stamps, well, they'd probably turn him down. In unemployment lines, we spend our time. It's a lonely place to go. And I can't look in the people's eyes. Might be someone there I know. Now, Mr. President, down in Washington, and all you fat cats doing fine, you might understand what all of us feel if you stood in this endless line. In unemployment, we spend our time in some lonely place to go. I can't look in the people's eyes. Someone there I know.
All right, we're winding down the workday here at the Bit Slap with your host, me, KBC. You know that already. What was I going to say? I don't know. Never mind. We started that set with the chapter A New Love from something called All My Paychecks, put out by the Disability Insurance People. A couple of videos up there to see. They're moderately amusing. Check them out. Check out all my playlist page videos. I look for them, and I want to share them with you. So be my guest. The Job That Ate My Brain was, of course, the Ramones. I used to work in Chicago. From Spike Jones and his City Slickers. Jerry Colonna, Hector the Garbage Collector. Ralph Stanley, I believe that was Ralph Stanley Jr. and that was Daddy's Dinner Bucket. Peter Sellers, When I'm Cleaning Windows, a George Formby song, Cannabis and Biz Markie, Shove This J-O-B, and The Unemployment Line from Creed Bratton. Creed Bratton, former member of the Grassroots. You remember him better from the TV show The Office. Can't remember his character, but he was the nut, the old nutcase. One of the nicest, coolest characters I can remember since Reverend Jim on Taxi. So that's my opinion, and I'm sticking with it. So that does it. You know, we're back to normal here. Summer's over. I've actually finished my room back here. As soon as I can take a picture of it, I will find a way to post them up there for you. It did take me like what, 4 months, 3-4 months. I'm kind of ashamed of that fact, but you know what? It was 95 degrees every day and hot and humid, and I just, you know, my wife was away. She was in Maine dealing with family trauma, and so that's it. That's my excuse. I'm sticking with that. So I want you to come back again next week. We'll have a grab bag edition next week, and all kinds of surprises in store for you then. So please hang on tight. A couple of related numbers coming up, and that's about it. So keep your nose to the grindstone and your hands on the wheel, and keep your droopy eyes on the road ahead, okay? I'll see ya. I swear I will.
Happy Labor Day, the day where we... Well, I don't know what we celebrate. Christmas celebrates the birth of Christ, and Hanukkah celebrates presents. Independence Day commemorates our rights, and President's Day is for the president. Armor Day's for people down in Michigan. Michigan D-Day is when I get my grades. Valentine's the day I cry alone at night, and Secretary's Day is for Dad's girlfriend. And I think it's great that we choose to celebrate a day that most women should probably hate. Ooh, ah, hey, happy Labor Day. It's hard to believe that everyone was born on Labor Day. It's hard to believe, but Jesus made the calendar that way. It's hard to believe that moms and dads have sex. Welcome to Earth, let's celebrate birth to all the mamas out there for whatever it's worth. Ooh, ah, hey, happy Labor Day. It's hard to believe that babies take 9 months to cook. It's hard to believe the alien-ish way that newborns look. It's hard to their moms and dads have sex. Everyone come out, today's the day I sprout, and mom's about to tell what she was screaming about. Ooh, ah, hey, happy Labor Day. Come on, baby, you got this. Just hold my hand. Okay, not that hard. Yes, I understand the pain you're in.
You understand the pain I'm in? Are you a woman?
You're doing great. Just to the rhythm. Yeah, I know. I brought the band in, but they're fine.
You brought the band? Jerry!
Mom, you're so reliable. Your love is undeniable. You prove to the science world that skin is very pliable. Ooh, ah, hey, happy Labor Day. It was quite a stunt. And if I may be blunt, I'm just so happy that my daddy came into your life. Hey, Mom, I'm proud to say, happy Labor Day. Happy Labor Day, you're pushing out the baby just. Hey,
I'm sure sad that the pool's closed.